Right.
Whether you're a Hog fan, a lover of Southern sports, or just someone who wants to know what's going on in the Premier League of College Athletics, snuggle up close to your radio, computer, or phone, because it's time to hear from ESPN.com's SEC insider, Edward Eschoff, who's here to tell you all you need to know about what's up and who's going down in the SEC.
Yes, it is the same great writer for ESPN.com, and it is the same open from 2012, because Edward has yet to tell me what his open music needs to be for 2013, but as soon as he decides, by golly, you'll have an updated open for Edward Eschoff, although this one's going to be tough to top. Edward, welcome back. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm good. How are we doing on this? Come on. The people are demanding a new tune, my man. Actually, not really.
No, it's going to take some time. Really is.
You know, again, your focus and your attention to detail is remarkable. The fact that you're not just willing to throw up some old, you know, Kesha song. I mean, you were really determined to get the right tune for your open. I respect that.
Yeah, I have to. I have way too much swag to let my theme song be some ordinary tune.
I like this.
So I got to give the people what they want.
Is this Drew Morgan? You sound like Drew Morgan, the Arkansas wide receiver. I mean, that is a dude who's extremely confident. I don't know if you read any of his comments this week. That is the most confident little fella in the history of the SEC. I've never seen a freshman so confident in his ability.
Yeah, I actually missed him. I was in Nashville for a couple of days. So you're going to have to enlighten me on what he said.
Okay, here's his comments. And again, this is an incoming SEC freshman. I came in thinking I was going to play just strictly inside, but then guys got hurt and I got the fire thrown at me. So I jumped in the furnace and it was like, bring it on. I like that. Arkansas is an already thin position as wide receiver, and it is getting thinner by the minute. We found out yesterday D'Arthur Cowan's not going to be available either, and he was not only going to figure at wide receiver, but also at return man. So Arkansas looking for a little help at wide receiver. That seems to be the big issue offensively right now.
Well, I think that, you know, everybody has to be pretty excited about the comments. And I know that, you know, people, especially when you talk about freshmen, get a little upset when they come in really confidently and say a few things here and there. But when you're a team like Arkansas that's looking for, you know, some sort of excitement, some sort of push, this is big. You know, Brett Bielema, he's not the quietest of guys. I don't know if anybody over there has noticed.
Yeah.
You know, he likes to say some things here and there, and I'm sure he loves that kind of bravado, especially from a young guy. They need as many of those guys to step up, obviously, now with those injuries at receiver. And, hey, I mean, he's talking the talk right now, and when you have that confidence and you're on a team that has so many questions on offense like that, I don't think it's such a bad thing. Now, if this were an Arkansas team, had a lot going into the season, expectations were high, and you have a guy running his mouth, then I could see some people getting upset. But this is a new era. This is a new team, so I like it, and I think Arkansas likes it.
When you look at the SEC schedule, I saw a list online today of some of the top games. I think most people understand as long as Manziel's playing, the A&M-Alabama game will be the most anticipated game. What are a few other ones that you're looking forward to?
Outside of the SEC, obviously that Georgia-Clemson game, it's pretty big, but if you're going strictly SEC games, Vanderbilt-Ole Miss, I think, is big because it's going to set the tone for both of those teams for the rest of the season. Obviously, a lot of controversy swirling around that Vanderbilt program right now. How are they going to handle that going into the season? And, you know, I got to spend some time with those guys and the coaches, and you would be surprised at how focused they are. I mean, for something of that nature to happen with players on that team, the expectations are higher. I mean, you would think this team would be, you know, not necessarily antsy, but pretty tense heading into that first week of a practice outside of 2 days. And they seem calm and relaxed. I think that, you know, a win over Ole Miss is going to be big for them as far as their psyche and as far as, you know, what they do the rest of the year. And for the Rebels, obviously, they need to beat Vanderbilt. They've struggled. They're the only team that has really struggled against Vanderbilt the last few seasons. And all the talk around that program, getting that win is going to be huge as far as going to that tough stretch in September and October. I like the Florida LSU game. I think that those are two teams that are still kind of flying under the radar, especially LSU. Georgia, South Carolina, I mean, that could be for the East in the SEC. Georgia, Florida, South Carolina, Florida. I think those are huge games for the SEC East. I mean, those are really going to determine who plays, I think, Alabama in the SEC championship game. And then I think the other big conference game is obviously LSU Alabama. And I've already said if any team in the SEC is going to beat Alabama, I think it's LSU. I don't think Texas A&M is up there with LSU when it comes to being able to go toe to toe against Alabama this season. I love that defense that is coming back. I know a lot of people are saying they lost so much athleticism, especially up front. So if it's going to get tricky, I think that's the game, even though it's in Tuscaloosa.
Edward Ashoff, ESPN.com, joining us, SEC blogger for ESPN.com. So if you're thinking that Vanderbilt and Ole Miss is a huge game this year, I'm sure you'll agree with me. As I said earlier, the 2014 season, Arkansas opening with Auburn, they'll be in a similar situation. Fighting for respect and trying to get off on the right foot will be a huge game to start the season next year.
Yeah, because I think that Auburn is going to be a pretty good team next year. I think this year, you know, they can get 7 to 8 wins if everything starts to click for them on offense. Phillip Johnson really develops that defense. And I think for Arkansas, I mean, this season is really going to be tough for that team to make a bowl game. And it's not just because, you know, everybody they lost. That schedule is so tough for a team that's rebuilding, brand-new coaching staff. But for anyone to have that SEC schedule would just be too much, I think, for a lot of programs. So if you get some momentum in recruiting late, have a good spring, get a little more hype around the program as far as improving. And I think that this is a team that could definitely improve as the season goes on. That's going to carry over into the fall, and you're going to have a pretty good game at the beginning of the year for those two teams.
You like Alabama in the West, and you mentioned three teams that are expected to finish towards the top in the East. Who do you like to come out over there?
It's so tough. It goes back and forth for me every day. I liked Georgia early. Then I started to really like South Carolina. I talked to some people over in Florida. They feel really confident about what they have, especially once Matt Jones comes back at running back for them. So, you know, yesterday I had Florida up there. Today I'm feeling South Carolina. I really think it's going to come down to that Florida-South Carolina game, which would still have Georgia in the mix. You know, maybe South Carolina loses. That puts Georgia in. Florida loses. That puts South Carolina in. I think that's the game. We're going to really know, you know, what the East standings are and who needs to win what, figure it out. But it really is a toss-up at this point, because I think all of them have similar issues. Georgia's defense is really young, but that offense is great. Mm-hmm. South Carolina lost its two deep at linebacker, lost some key guys in the defensive backfield, but have a pretty solid, pretty balanced offense. Florida's going to have a great defense, but no one knows what that offense is going to do. So it's really going to come down to those games, Georgia-Florida, Georgia-South Carolina, Florida-South Carolina.
Yeah, and of course, Georgia's at home against South Carolina early in the season. They got a neutral site with the Georgia-Florida game, and then South Carolina hosts Florida, so it'll be interesting. My question for you will be, if Clemson beats Georgia and Clemson beats South Carolina, should we name them SEC East champions?
Oh, gosh, the ACC folks would love that. Mm-hmm. But I say no, because they still have to play Florida. Now, if they play Florida in a bowl game and beat Florida, then there you go, SEC East champs. And then they'd have to play Alabama, and then Alabama would just add on to its 14th or 15th win of the season.
Which of the new coaches this year gets the most wins?
I think Gus Malzahn. I think that if that offense comes together like he thinks it is, I mean, he's already confident in Nick Marshall, and, you know, maybe he's just saying that to pump up his guys, but it sounds like, you know, he's really, really confident in what he can do. He fits that system. He thinks he's more comfortable with Nick Marshall now than he was with Cam Newton. Now, I'm not saying he's going to put up the yards or have the season that Cam had, but that's pretty good. I mean, if he's that comfortable, he's feeling pretty good about his quarterback situation. He's got, you know, two guys behind him that he thinks can handle some snaps there during the season. I really like Trey Mason. I think he's a really underrated player. I think he could have a big season this fall. And it's all about development on defense. Got some guys coming back. I mean, losing McNeil at safety, I think, is big. But, you know, Justin Garrett is a guy at that star position who I think could have a really good season. He can play in the box, he's physical, he can cover. So that defense has some working parts, but can it develop? It has not developed the last two seasons under the last regime. So if anyone's going to do that, it's Dallas Johnson. So I think this is a team that could win 7 or 8 games.
Edward, we'll let you go on this one. Arkansas, of course, has not given us much access at practice or scrimmages. We did get one public scrimmage a couple of weeks ago. Are teams moving into, I'm assuming they're all moving into game mode now, but any scrimmages around the league this weekend that will be open?
I don't think that there are. I think it's basically a game week now for them. Everybody's kind of getting back into class mode today and tomorrow, so you're only going to go with one practice. There could be some light scrimmages over the weekend, but I don't think anything is open right now going into the season.
Okay, and then one last thing on Manziel. I mean, all indications are, with everybody being so quiet, unless something just pops out of the blue, that we may not have any kind of decision before the season starts.
Yeah, I still wonder, though, if the NCAA has not ruled on anything, if A&M plays him early. Just to be careful, maybe you sit him the first game. Texas A&M doesn't need him against Rice or Sam Houston State. Yeah. Obviously, you want to get some chemistry in there with some new work in Barks and have your quarterback throw the ball around a little bit in a real game. But I still wonder if Texas A&M would play him if the NCAA hasn't figured anything out before the season starts.
Edward, appreciate the time. Next week, we get to talk about actual games. How exciting for all of us. So we look forward to that.
And you get my theme song. So.
Yes. Okay, good. Well, I'm looking forward to that, too. Yeah. All right. Edward, we appreciate it. We'll visit with you next week, man. Thanks.
All right. Sounds good.
That's Edward Ashoff of ESPN.com. Coach Bielema yesterday kind enough to come by and visit with us. We played a couple of clips.